Hey everybody, it is Carla J. Olds, and I am so glad that you all joined me today. We're going to continue our Women in Her Story Month, and let me tell y'all something. We have a super special guest today. This young lady is near and dear to my heart. We have been, we started out as accountability partners, and somewhere along the way, we became prayer partners, and now she is my business coach, life coach. I call her when I need to pray, coach, my sister. Neither one of us have blood sisters, so we have to be sisters. And, you know, and we always have an extra cousin, so she's my cousin too. But so we have today Dr. AJ Austin, straight out of the AT to the L, by way of Douglas to the Ville. So we're going to pray. We're going to get started. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every woman and her story, Lord God, as you continue to cultivate us and groom us, and as we continue to enjoy the evolution. Lord God, we ask that you just touch our lips. May everything we say and do be glorified and give your name glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, Dr. AJ, great.
Amen.
The great, grand, fabulous, beautiful Dr. AJ, you have an amazing story. You have a beautiful past. You have an amazing present, as we were able to get in a sneak peek on a little something, something yesterday. And we know that God has some amazing things planned for you in your future. So tell us about your past. Tell us about some things that are going on presently, and then we're going to fast forward and let us know about some things that's going on in the future. Make sure you tell us about your business, your website, how people can get in touch with you, because I am one of your coaches. I participated in your online coaching program with Future Black Life Coaches. So I want you to tell everybody about everything. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, first of all, God, who's the head of my life, hallelujah.
Always got to do that.
We're about to have some fun. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and sharing your platform. I was just praying in the spirit yesterday, telling God that I want more of these opportunities with my Ladies of Legacy, as you know, we're called when you come get certified with me. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here, first of all, okay? So we got God, thank you. Okay, so here we go. So I'm Dr. AJ Austin, award-winning master life coach, certification trainer for Black women of faith, like the beautiful Reverend Carla J. Olds. Here is our almost 200 coaches. I'm so excited. I've been on this journey for a minute and I ain't got tired yet, y'all. So I train Black women of faith to become certified life coaches online in one day. Yes, you can do it in a day. You can also take your time and do it. We can talk about that a little bit later. I ain't gonna point no fingers at nobody. But I'm also recently a director and producer of the soon-to-be Amazon Prime Video documentary-style film called The Lady of Legacy. It is about how I sought education to break generational curses in my family, in my life, and I share in the film how the dreaded 5 D's of divorce, downsizing, dropping out of college, death, and dealing with homelessness tried to derail my destiny. And so I have served in the life coaching space since 2013. We can dive into those 5 D's a little bit. I have partnered with other organizations to bring in multiple 6 figures in sales as a lead master life coach trainer with other established brands and helping people build their brand, which I'm sure some of you watching can get behind. We always helping other people. Well, God showed me that it was my time. And so now I'm spending that time really immersed in the life coaching industry, doubling my impact and of course my income, superseding sales goals and making sure that the life coach certification brand lives on for Black women of faith all around the world. I am the founder of the International National Center for Life Coach Training, LLC. And we have an exclusive VIP coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. So if you're trying to get where Rev Mosey is, check out futureblacklifecoaches.com. Got some goodies coming up, y'all, where I share even my free book. It was an Amazon number one new release. It's called The Black Life Coach, and it talks all about how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified, certified Black woman life coach. It's free in our group. Again, it's over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. And what I love about what I do is I get to teach coaches like Carla how to confidently convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. So that's like a little bit around.
I like the fact that you didn't say coins. I like that because we like that quiet money.
Okay. Spur money. Everybody ain't got to know you got it, because when they find out you got it, they want it too. Got the hands out like, oh, I'm so looking to get out, you know. So here we are. So, Rev, what else you got?
Where you want to start with your 5 D's? Oh, I see that. You just don't throw the cup in there. I saw that.
Yes, we have our paraphernalia. I always represent the ICLCC crew. So back in April 14, 2008, I took off of work at my corporate job, went down to the courthouse to make my 5-year marriage final at a divorce trial. And I signed on the dotted line, walked out of the courtroom, got on the elevator, my phone rang. And as I'm looking at my now ex-husband for the last time, excuse me, my cousin in my ear telling me mama gone. How would you react to that, coach?
I was in
a sip of water. What would you do?
And you know, I was in the next room when my mama died, and the nursing assistant came in and she said, she gone. So, you know, it's, and we were expecting my mom to pass away. I don't know if you were expecting yours, but it was kind of like, oh, my mama gone. You know, you don't really know how to react. Yeah. You got to, at that moment, you have to remember everything she told you so you can proceed with the rest of your life.
So what happened was, I'm very in tune with the Holy Spirit. Like, I can't deny my gift of discernment and prophecy and just hearing the voice of God, especially now being, you know, single and no kids. I don't have a whole lot of outside distractions stuff for what's going on up here. And one day I'm minding my business and I'm walking through Walmart and I'm shopping and I see this cute, like, fashionista black dress with frills hanging up above my head. And I was like, I wonder if they have my size. That's a cute dress. And God said, get the dress. And I'm like, why, God? You know where I'm going. Little did I know, 2 weeks later, I would wear that dress to my mother's funeral.
Yep. I've had that same experience.
And shortly after that, I wore it again to my aunt's funeral. So we had five major, I don't know why I'm choking, but we had 5 major deaths back to back to back. And yeah, my mom had dealt with, she was taking about 19 different medications by the time she passed away. Okay. Congestive heart failure was one of her biggest things. And she passed away of a heart attack. Wow. And I died for how the little whispers, you know, as she lived in Douglasville, I lived in Atlanta. So when I would pass through, God said, go get your mom some flowers. Go stop by the hospital because she was in the hospital. Go visit her in the hospital. If a family member called and said your mom's back in the hospital, I would send her a card if I couldn't make it out, because I was newlywed, you know, had a lot going on, different cities, and we weren't that close. We had a very toxic relationship.
Okay.
Traumatic abuse. I am in the healing process from a lot of that, breaking those generational curses. But at the same time, you still only get one mama. You know.
True. That's true.
I got here one way and one way only. So, you know, regardless of the relationship, that was still my mother. I look just like her. My brothers tell me I act like her. They want me to be her, but I'm like, no, I'm sister, not mama. And so I'm thankful for the things that I can now look back on. You know how you're a child and they say things like, everything is a choice. That was my mom's life slogan. And now it's making sense as a 41-year-old adult. She passed away about 14, 15 years ago.
Wow.
She was 47. So of course that stays on my mind, you know, health, wow, keeping it together. And so the little things she passed along the way, I have been used throughout life. Like she was still here, like we were the best of friends, and she's watching me live and thrive and now leave a legacy. So that's how I look at all girl.
Now you mentioned about her health, but you're also a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian. Which one are you? Tell us how you doing your diet now.
Vegan, vegetarian. We did the, you know, the Daniel fast at the church. Everybody do at the top of the year. So we did that 1 year with one of my old churches. I used to go to the Dream Center here in Atlanta with Bishop William H. Murphy III. And Pastor D, y'all know praise is what I do. That's my
when I want to be close to you.
And so he had us on the Daniel fast 1 year. I loved it. I loved going. Yeah, I used to laugh at him. The girl got in that worship and Jesus Christ, I thank you for the journey. So, but I love going to the farmer's market knowing I can't have bread. I couldn't have sweets. I couldn't have, we had to have 100% juice. So I would go spend $20 and it'll last throughout the week cooking cabbage and zucchini and squash. And then I got tired of the same thing because you can't drive through McDonald's like, let me get that veggie burger real quick and still meet the Daniel fast requirement. So the fast went on for 40 days. I did it. I continued on. God said, keep going. I did it for 9 months, girl, that first time. This was my first go round. Of course I lost weight. Of course I loved it. I did not miss meat until somebody looked on my plate like, where your chicken at? Where your, you know, but I was fine with it. Okay. But I did get bored because it's not easy to go pick up fast food. You have to be very selective, especially from where I'm from. We're in a little country town. Meat is everywhere. You raised on it. I know how meat tastes, you know, but even when I was eating meat, it was mostly chicken and fish. Mm-hmm. So, you know, taking it off my plate wasn't a big deal, but really I got bored, went back, and then a few years later discovered I had gallstones.
Yeah.
And so with gallstones, it's a part of your body that, or it can't break down the meat, grease and the fats that are in meat. So they put me back on this restrictive diet of what I could and could not have. When I read that list, I was like, I might as well go back to being vegetarian and pick up where I left off. And here we are 6 years, 7 years later, because that was back in 2016. I am fully vegan, fully vegetarian, have not had a bite of meat unless somebody slid some in some greens I ain't know about, you know. But I love it now because I made up in my mind starting out again. I was like, okay, this time I won't get bored. I won't give up. I will ask God for direction and more options of what I can have. So everything, recipes online saying, you know, GPS, tell me where the nearest vegan spot is. I've been all over the city of trying all types of delicious vegan vegetarian food and still going strong today. So that's where I am with that. And it was a personal decision to do that. And I'm enjoying it.
Good, 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 good. And the important thing is that you feel better and your health is a lot better. One other personal thing, tell us about your thrifting, because I love it when you take us on your thrifting journey, on your thrifting journeys, plural.
Okay. You and so many people around the world. So I was raised on thrifting. Well, I was raised on yard sales. So Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, my grandmother was deep in the woods in Douglasville, Georgia. So the rooster would literally crow at the crack of dawn. That meant get up, get the newspaper, drive to get you a biscuit at Miss Winner's is what it was called.
I know Miss Winner's. I know about Miss Winner's.
So me, my grandmother, my mother, and my auntie, I was always alternating between those because we can't have all of us together. That's too many personalities. So whoever's turn it was that Saturday who had the paper and the gas, that's who car I was in, because we are first in line at your yard sale, estate sale, thrifting. And then me and one of my favorite aunts, She always told me I was her favorite niece, and she has like 30 nieces and nephews. She's like, don't tell nobody. We were all her favorite, according to her. Uh-huh. And we would, they raised me on it, but when it was my turn to learn to drive, now it's my turn to get up, get the paper, go get the biscuit, go get the auntie. And we would go thrifting and yard selling, and we would spend our Saturdays like that. And then just learning over time, some people would start on Thursdays and Fridays. So you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you just thrifting and yard selling. And I have decorated 2-story homes, 3 bedrooms with like 20 bucks. So my friends will be like, girl, what you doing this weekend? I need to decorate. So I'm always out and about as the spirit leads. I like to conquer a territory, as I call it. So I am in a newly renovated home here in Atlanta, which means I had a whole new territory to conquer, finding discount stores and thrift stores and yard sales and estate sales. And when I find something good, I'm right on Facebook in my stories. And you and all of our ladies of legacy who follow me, I see your little picture pop up in your heart. And I'm sharing what I found because it's a stress reliever. It's the thrill of the hunt. Mm-hmm. And it's knowing that when I find something, it's like a one of a kind thing. So you can't go get this. But everybody's like, ooh, where you get that, girl? Y'all said was $2, you know? So it's like bragging rights too. But I love it. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah, I will say I saw, or either I read an article or read on Facebook or something about a lady who went to the thrift store, regular, her local Goodwill, got a purse for like $2 or $3. She said, this purse is awfully nice. She reads the label, goes online and looks it up. Pocketbook is worth $22,000. So she quickly turned the purse in and paid off some debt.
Okay.
She caught up on her mortgage and paid off some other debt and stuff that she had. So when you're out thrifting, you never know what you'll find. And one thing you said just a few minutes ago was you asked God for direction. So from now on, before you go inside those thrift stores and yard selling and, you know, bouncing around your zip code, we need to start praying and asking God for direction about which yard sale to go to and how that how we're going to get blessed at the yard sale.
Right. It is that deep.
I
want to get that good though to know to look it up. I'd be, you know, shop price comparison, like, is this cheap enough? Because it's supposed to be up to like 90% off of a retail price. So those are the rules of thrifting. I'm also a Goodwill baby. When I started my business back in 2005, Goodwill took me under their wing in a business entrepreneurship program.
Oh, good.
Gave me a scholarship, helped me grow my business. And I still have one of my mentors that has followed my journey all these years. She's coming to my documentary premiere party here in Atlanta. So when I give back, I love giving back to Goodwill, knowing that I'm one of their own, like literally their poster child. You can see my picture in their hallways at the center here in Atlanta as a success story. And then when I shop, you know, I keep in mind this is going for a good cause. I don't care about the price per se, because you feel like a ball at thrift store in Dollar Tree, honey. So $20, I'd be like, I'm helping the good balls and, you know, fulfilling my needs.
Dollar Tree went up to $125. And I don't know if I'm gonna go down and protest or if I'm just gonna let this go.
Okay, a dollar and some change though. You know, I said it used to be 9 cents. Here we are, dollar and a quarter later. Here, but you still like, oh, $20, you leaving with a couple pads. That's how I do. And then if you find a real good thrift store where you can fill a bag for like $5, you can't tell me nothing. So, but you do have to, you pray for guidance, because even my taste has slowly changed. So now when I stroll through a thrift store, I really can't find as much as I used to. I get more home decor stuff, little, my mama used to call them whatnots, just little accessories for the home. But now, like the other day, I'm sitting here minding my business and God just dropped in my spirit Staples, the office supply store. And I'm like, Staples, I love it because they got a clearance section. That's another form of thrifting. But why is this heavy in my spirit? And I get up and I go. And as I walk in the door, they got desks. I needed a desk. They had desks for this desk was supposed to be like 100 and something, and I got it for like 60. And so I have to pay attention to those unctions as well, the sales unctions, the clearance unctions. I love finding brand new things with a new price tag on it at thrift stores and at, you know, in clearance sections and things like that. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm the first owner instead of previously owned. Because another side of that is you got to watch out if you are deeply in tune with your spirit or you have the gift of empathy. And can pick up on things because, you know, spirits transfer. Going to thrift stores, these are previously owned items. You don't know where in the world they come from. And one of my first experiences was when I bought a blanket, like a Mexican style blanket. It's pretty soft. And I remember every time I would sleep under it, I would have nightmares. And I didn't get it. But over time, I noticed that when I didn't with it, I was fine, but sleeping under it, I would have nightmares. So I donated it. And ever since then, I'm like, God, I'm going to pray over everything I purchase, everything I bring to my space. And you got to get rid of them spirits or you got to, you know, get it out your house. And my mama used to talk about stuff like that too, you know, spirits transfer. So you have to anoint that stuff too, because you don't know where it comes from. You don't know if somebody died on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it can get pretty deep. If you're listening, you can be led in the right way. Like you said, asking God for direction.
Yes. I purchased some video gaming chairs for my son. And my mom always told me to be leery about buying anything fabric going from, you know, a place like the thrift store. So what I did was I took the Lysol spray and some other things and sprayed it and set it outside in the sun for a little while, for about 2 days. Right. And the poor child said, yep. Mama, can I have my chairs now? I was like, hold on, we need another 24 hours. But like okay. You said, but like you said, you need to pray over anything that you bring into your space. And also we need to pray over ourselves. And we have to remember too, that our body is a temple. And just like with your programs and your coaching program, our body is a temple. So we have to be careful of what we're bringing in. And that's one thing that I did want to say about your coaching program is that because it is for Black female Christian life coaches or Black females that want to be life coaches, the information is good. The information that you're intaking is good. The relationships that you're building or able to build are good relationships, just like with our conversation on yesterday. And our conversation, I think, at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, our New Year's Eve conversation. The information is good quality, sound information. It's not some willy-nilly something stuff that somebody just threw together and said, you know, huh, here your packet, go through it. It's not that at all. It is a self-study, but it is a guided program. And you are there with us as we're going through the program. You know, you would call me, are you on page 18 yet? You should be on page 18 by now. Now tell me, what does coach actually stand for? What's the abbreviation? You should have gotten to that point. Yeah. You should have gotten to that point by now. And I'm like, haul up. I had to go run groceries. You know, a child was calling. I had to check on the child. I'm coming right back though. But the other thing I wanted to know, I wanted to talk about too, are your earrings. Because you always have a cute pair of earrings. Thank you. Cute pair of earrings.
Do like they do on YouTube. You gotta show them off.
Okay, that was the past. Divorce, mother. We're out of homelessness now. Our corporate job ended because your corporate job ended shortly thereafter as well. So now we're in present day Dr. Austin, honorary doctorate, graduate of Mercer University in Atlanta. Let's see, Liberty University, current student, or did you finish?
Paused.
Okay, put a pause in. Okay, we're going to put a pause in, but we're coming back to that.
So, coming back.
So tell us now, give us the website, the coaching, tell us, you know, how that came about and what's going on now.
Yeah, so futureblacklifecoaches.com, which is in my lower third. If you look here under Vanna Black, I don't know if that's
real. We see.
That is our exclusive private coaching community where you can get a complimentary membership, VIP style. So this is where future Black women Christian certified life coaches come together. They're in my inbox. They're asking me questions. I'm sharing resources. We have upcoming trainings and masterclasses and boot camps and opportunities for you to come get certified and add life coach as one of your titles. So as it relates to my earrings, this was something that I started as one of my businesses before I became a coach. I used to make jewelry. It became an addiction. I had about 200 plus pairs, and I gave a lot away to one of my cousins who used to love my style. So I let her be like me a little bit and gave those away. But I still shop. So I found these on Amazon for like $1. I had to wait a couple weeks because they're from overseas, but they were super cheap. But they make up for my hair. I've been bald for probably about 20 years, the last 20 years. I have alopecia, which are thin sides here and here. I used to have hair, Carla, believe it or not. And I used to wear this afro, but I would push it back with a scarf, and it was so tight that it cut off my circulation. So now I have this permanent thin ring. I already had thin edges, but I sport it proudly. My hair look good.
You look good all the time. I've never seen you out of place. You're from your head to your toes. I've never seen nothing out of place.
Thank
you. So what advice would you give to someone like me who took 12,981 years
to participate
to participate in your program? So tell us, what advice would you give to a woman who is interested in participating in a life coaching program?
So questions like that make me think of who I used to be and what I wish someone would have told me. Maybe I would have heard it in passing, maybe ear hustling in a conversation. But don't compare your journey to anyone else's.
Okay.
Even now that you mentioned, you know, my thrifting and my earrings, we done talked about my sides, and I got my shirt on. I got my little America's Best. I call these the Malcolm X glasses. I'm seeing them a lot more. We got the buy one, get one half. Like, I started with what I had, even with my eyeshadow. I found this at a thrift store, Goodwill to be exact. I can tell you the exact one. It was in the Halloween costume section. And I was like, that is a pretty gold color. It was new in the pack, which is why I tried it. And child, I've been buying it off eBay ever since. And it like is permanent, not permanent, but it lasts all day compared to what I was using. So I say all of that because you got to use what you got. When I started as a life coach, as an entrepreneur, I was beyond broke. I was so broke that I felt like this would always be my life. I felt like I was addicted to the struggle of what it took to just survive. I was blessed to inherit my mom's house after legal battles with my family. She also named me beneficiary on one of her insurance policies. So I was able to use that to help provide her funeral expenses, my living expenses. I have a middle brother in prison, sent him some change, still support him to this day. I told him he's like an extra bill now. I have a baby brother. He was about 18 at the time. So all of that, God knew he could trust me with, and I knew I had to do right by it. But that money was one time. So if you don't have a plan to multiply it to where it keeps coming in, you end up in situations like I was, eating at soup kitchens and community clothes closets, on food stamps, any type of government assistance or supplemental assistance I could get, I was there. We had clothes, free food. Something in me and started loving on me and speaking into my life like it's not always going to be this way. They would call me on holidays to make sure I ate. They learned I was vegan so they would save the sides for me. And that's good for country mothers because they will downplay you if you don't eat that pork that's in them greens, okay? But they started loving on me and pouring into me, all because I started survival mechanism. And then I heard a coach say not too long ago, and she's a multiple million dollar coach. And she said, those same skills it took you to get here, you're going to need it to go where you're going. So that same strength, get out of bed, throw some clothes on, go up to the church, get you some food so you can eat. That's survival. You know, go for a walk around the park, clear your mind so that you can hear what God is speaking to your spirit. That's survival. Go park in a local McDonald's parking lot because you don't have Wi-Fi at your home so you can finish your online classes, or go sit at a library and record a Facebook Live giving people, you know, words of affirmation and advice. Because you still came out of something. You came from something. You're going through something. There's someone that's about to get ready to hit what you just came through. Go speak words into their life. So I would share, use what you have. It'll never be, let me wait until ... It's like, nope, what do I have in my hands? What do I have access to right now that I can go make a difference? Whether you're getting paid for it or not, what is that gift that is just itching your heart? And you wake up every day like, God, I know there's more. Now what's around me, what's within my reach that I can do my little part to change the world? I call what we have with Ladies of Legacy our little neck of the hood on the internet, where I go and just share tips, resources, reach out to our coaches. I served for years and people did not know I was sleeping on my office floor. I slept in the basement of my mom's home for out of the 10 years I was there, for about 6 years, on a mattress on the floor, because that was the coolest part of the house, because it took about $400 or $500 to either heat or cool the house depending on the season. So I was making things work. And as I mentioned, I knew God had put something in me. I'm like, Lord, it's a reason I'm here. It's a reason you trusted me with all of this. You got something in me. My name, Andrika, literally means strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. And that has stuck with me all of my life, to say, even my name is telling me what I'm supposed to get out of this life. So all of that to say, use what you have, don't compare your journey, and you just got to make the best of it. It's not going to look, you know, $1 million worthy when you start. But me, family, and friends, we always knew the day would come where I could tell my story, and to now have a documentary that is being reviewed by Amazon as we speak to be broadcasted to the world. We knew this day would come. Sleeping on the floor, looking up at the ceiling like, God, it can't always be like this. I knew it wouldn't always be like that. So that's my word of encouragement, regardless of where you are.
So the documentary is about 8 minutes, correct?
8 minutes.
Okay, so we put all of this in 8 minutes.
Yes, we had to, and that's what took me so long. I was like, what part do I tell? Jesus, it's so much to tell. It's all good. We wouldn't be no good if I told it all. So I had to have a time limit. They gave me 10 minutes to tell it. I said, give me 8. Okay. And I told, you know, the last few years of how I got to where I am now. And it is the story of the struggle to success, because I always knew that would be my thing. God gave me that years ago.
Okay. So we did the past, the present. So tell us about something that's happening in the future. Give us like a sneak peek into, I don't know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Are you trying to be the lady mastermind coach of the global perspective? We say international. So we need to be you need to be Mademoiselle coach in France and Italy, and the Madam Coach of Dubai. You know, what do we have planned for the future?
I'm going to leave that in God's hands. I have learned that the Bible is true when it's like, you know, we make plans. You know, we might set them in our heart, but the Lord knows what's really getting ready to happen. Because the way I was answering this question when people would ask about my 5 and 10 year plan was like, 5 and 10 years, we didn't think we would have gone through a global pandemic, yeah, economic downturn, riots, protests, civil unrest, you know, a global shutdown. So I ain't planning it for ahead. Only God knows what's coming. Well, I literally tell God whatever he lays in my spirit, just like I listen to him a where to go eat vegan, just like I listen to him about the sales for the clearance in the thrift stores. Lord, lead me on this journey, because nothing like this has ever been done, where a Black woman of faith with an honorary doctorate, a master's in life coaching in the works, has started her own life coach certification training company specifically for Black women of faith, and taken off with hundreds of certified coaches who will all say some version of what you've said about the training. They love it, full of knowledge, no fluff. I held them accountable. I held their hands. I'm there. They get to talk to me. I'm approachable. So we are breaking records and paving paths and blazing trails. We're setting a precedent. And I always knew that in my journey. And a friend of mine told me that. She's like, you're doing this without a blueprint. Mm. I am the blueprint. So that means I get to wake up every day and say, Lord, what should I be doing now? And right in front of me is a little master plan I try to keep up to date, but it's really a super long to-do list of just little stuff I would like to see. But again, it's all in God's hands, because I didn't know I would be here when I was there, you know, through getting to this point. And so just looking at what God has done this year alone, this wasn't part of my plan. I couldn't have planned for this. I'm not creative. So I just say, God, and I go.
So what do you have for your plans for the next 6 months?
We're going to back it back. So tomorrow.
Let's do that.
I will be hearing back from an organization in Louisiana that I took some classes from last year, and I did not know it, but their head of programming was watching me on LinkedIn, and she said, every time I encourage, so here's what I want to do for you. Send me the documentary link. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to share it with our board. And then we're going to see how to get you some press outside of Georgia. We're going to take it and help you run with this vision. So this time tomorrow. Okay, that's how far we are. I got a little checklist, but that's what God is showing. And also, hopefully later today, to make it even more current, I will hear back from Amazon about the release, the official release, where people can rent the documentary or buy it and still sow into the vision of what we're doing for Black women of faith around the world. So that's where I'm at right now.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yes. And to some people, that is a 5-year plan. So we're going to act like,
yes, it is, because you mentioned the hard work and the dedication and the late nights and the early mornings that you put into the documentary and making sure that everything was covered, everything was done. All of your I's were crossed and all of your T's were dotted. So we needed to make sure, you know, that everything was done. I am very proud of you. I'm very proud to be a member in your circle. a member in your circle. And we're going to have to renew our relationship. I will send you the paperwork on our renewal. What did the lady from Atlanta say? Our friendship contract.
Lord.
We're gonna have our relationship renewed so that you can become my accountability partner again. Because, since we met, in 2014 maybe. Life has really changed and evolved since we, met, because at the time, you know, you were in Georgia, but you were in one part of Georgia and I was in Virginia. And since then I have moved to Texas. You have moved to another part of Atlanta. And it's just amazing and awesome to see how God has moved through my life and through yours. And you said it perfectly earlier, is that everyone has their own journey. I love being married. Yeah. I love being a mom. But then some days I have those days, dang, what if I was single? I could just get up and, you know, I don't know, go to the beach today. Or if I didn't have to cook, you know, if I wasn't married and I ain't had no kids, I could really do such and such and such and such. But, you know, life is, like you said, about our choices that we make. And if I was single, I would probably be wishing I was married. And you know, the grass always looks greener on the other side, but we know what it takes to keep grass green. So everybody got a little douse on both ends, but we're thankful for where we are. And that's the important part. So I like your smile. So do you have any parting words?
Yeah, it's about, you know, looking at where you come from. As I mentioned, some people are just getting ready to go through. They don't even know it's about to hit the fan, what you just came out of. And it wasn't easy. You know, marriage wasn't easy. Divorce, I used to say it was the hardest thing I've ever done on my own, because I had to fill out those papers and submit them and find out how to get it done for free. God is good. But just the healing journey of it all. And now that's exactly where I am. I have been in a 6-month program that is non-traditional, non-Christian, but has really taught me the other side of who I am, the other side of like who God has created me to be, getting in touch with that higher version of myself who is healed, who is 10 years down the road and already sitting pretty on a yacht somewhere, you know. And it has also helped me to heal my relationship with, yeah, that's going to be a perk. It ain't nowhere on my goals list, but you know, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to stress myself out. I ain't going to let you stress me out, but I'm going to be there. I follow Forbes and the Ride Report. I see the boats. I see the yachts. That's why I came to mind, because I just read Beaver. That ain't on my vision board yet. Now my navy blue Range Rover, that's on there. My BMW Mini Cooper, that's on there. But see, that wasn't business. We getting there closer than 10 years. It ain't gonna take me 10 years to get there.
So you're in a non-Christian program that has taught you about healing. Tell us about that program.
Yeah, so I have a total of 8 coaches, and 3 of them I would say are mindset, money and marketing. And those have been the basis for my success to reaching 6 figures within the last 2 years of having my business online. So within the next few days, we'll have hit our first 6 figures. I work part-time. Like, I had an attitude with you when you was like, can you interview me? I was literally laying in bed about to take a nap. That's what I do with my day. Okay. But still making money. Okay. So that was a part of my plan years ago. Let me get this business to where it's passive. And so a part of that is investing. I've invested about, I don't know what I spent this year, but last year I know I invested over $5,000 just in my mental health. So everything from breath work, which we ain't talk about in church, but child, you need to look it up if you don't know what it is. It blew my mind. I had an experience I can't even talk about. It's just breath. So powerful to know the power called breath work. It's just literally teaching your body how to breathe and receive at the same time. So you're getting spiritual downloads, you're controlling your breath, it's euphoric, you're being guided. I can't tell you about it because you got to be guided through it by a professional, but I have tapped into some things that I didn't know was on this side of heaven. That has made me a whole new person. It has healed me from toxic relationships and, you know, being married and divorced and things that I went through with my mom, things that, you know, break generational curses from my family. So I'm getting ready to go back through that program, because as a bonus, I'm now what's called a peer mentor. And so I could talk about what it was like to be a Christian going through that stuff we ain't talk about in church, but making sure that I'm hearing from God for myself as I go through it. So it ain't the, you know, they talk about the other side of the crystals and the tarot and the psychic and blah. I'm prophetic. I know Jesus. That's my foundation. I'm not going to be uprooted. But to know what he gave us the power to do, you know, like, it's some powerful stuff that we're capable of as Black women of God. And just like he tell us, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, child. I'm trying to see what the wicked doing. So when my wealth come, I'm going to be ready. So I want to learn all ends. Like, what does this mean? I got questions and they crazy enough to let me in. So I sit right there and I learn. But gotcha. It's a part of my healing. You know, gotcha. So when the exes from the past, the ghosts, the skeletons in the closet try to come, I've been healed. It does not faze me to block your number or to just watch it ring or see you on the street and keep minding my business. I'm healed. Yeah. So that's a little bit of that journey. So we get ready to go back through it again. And I'm excited.
Good. And like you were just saying, for me, since my parents' deaths, my dad in 2013 and then my mom in 2016 and then my grandma in 2019, I have come to the realization that when this phone rings, neither one of them. So I really don't have to answer. Really don't have to answer it. You know, unless of course it is the great husband. You know, I answer his calls, yeah. But you know, everybody else's calls is not absolutely necessary. And that's one of the things too. I'm about to clean out my closet. And that's one of the things too. Are those things absolutely necessary? So just streamlining my life. And that is a part of the healing process too. When it comes to the deaths, the divorces, the debt, the downsizing. What was the other D? It was one more D. And the dropping out.
Dropping out of college, dealing with homelessness, depression.
Yes.
We don't have time to get in.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's also protecting your peace. So you're learning that part of it, protecting your peace.
And I asked somebody the other day for her address. And that lady said, I live on Peace Street or Peace Avenue. She said, that's exactly where I live. She said, now I can give you my address, but I don't really be giving nobody my address because I just want some peace. She said, the less people that know where you live, the better. So you don't have to.
Right there.
Yes.
Right. I'm on that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then one thing I learned going through, the gallstone journey is when you sick and you lose a sense of independence, you know, where you can't function regularly, everything else falls away. Survival, peace, healing, you know, just being in a place of solace, of just resting and rejuvenating your mind and your body. If it ain't in that circle, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So like you said, if it ain't hubby, you ain't got to answer that phone as a part of your healing and protect your peace. And I learned that a long time ago. So it makes it easier to not get so attached to material things, even relationships. Just, hey, I'm going to go hide under a rock for you. Y'all will see me when you see me. And it's a blessing in that isolation sometimes. And some friends didn't like it, but I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you when I see you. Came in this world by myself, leaving by myself. And my only job here on earth is to make God proud. And
ooh,
so that means I separate myself from distractions. Anything that's keeping me from hearing what he's telling me to do, I need to hear his voice, because a stranger's voice I ain't gonna follow. So that means I need him and let him show me my journey and where he's taking me. So that's why I really don't plan ahead, and I sit and listen and go by the spirit, girl, for real. I'm that deep. I'm real.
I see you deep. As a part of my healing this year, I designated 2022 as my year of healing. I went years, probably about 4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years I went, and my mother's death didn't bother me. I felt like I was good to go. Went in Walmart one day, they had nothing up. The next day I go in Walmart, they got Mother's Day paraphernalia everywhere. I felt like I just wanted to go in and take everything off that shelf, just swipe it and flip those cards over upside down. I called my pastor. I went to the car crying and screaming. And I said, what is going on? And he said, Elder O, welcome to the grieving process. So everybody's process in everything is different. And so I went and got, like you, I got a counselor. And so she
ours is similar though. Ours is similar in that part. I had a thing at Walmart too with the deaths. I wanted to knock everything off the shelves too.
Really?
We here with that. Yeah, girl. Girl, just one arm, run down the shelves and knock it out and dare somebody to say something. I felt the same way in Walmart. Okay, I just wanted you to know we yes. I felt that.
So we real sisters now. We real sisters now.
Okay, continue.
Unbelievable. Because, you know, when they talk about grief, you have a schedule, not a schedule, but a time, not a time frame, a graph.
Phases,
and they like tell you,
phases.
Yes, but they don't tell you that those phases can be convoluted, you know, just like this piece of plastic. So you could be happy one day, angry the next day, acceptance the next day, and then back to angry the next day. They don't tell you that part. So, So I did get a grief counselor, and she is helping me work through. And when you said deep, that's what made me think about her. And she told me, she said, I have always thought of myself as very surface, you know, and it's because when you think deep, I'm happy. 99.9% of the time I'm happy. But when you think deeply, you really have to get in touch with Carla. You really have to get in touch with Andrika. It's no Dr. AJ, it's no, you're Andrika, and you have to get in touch with you vertically with what's going on here. And then you also have to realize the people that you, you know, the people you live with, you communicate with, you have relationships with, and you have to deal with those people horizontally. So, excuse me, when she said that the other day, it just made me think, okay, I really have to dig deep inside of me to figure out how I am as Carla, not Reverend Olds, not Kelvin's wife, not, you know, Kelvin, Carlise, and Malcolm's mom, but as Carla, who I am really at my core. And so that has really, really helped. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about—
And for me, I've always been Dr. J. I've always been Andrika J. Austin. I've always been Drika. That's what people from home call me. I've always been Andy Poo. That's what my dad's nickname was and what my mom's nickname was for me. I've always been AJ. That's my dad and my grandfather. So I carry a family name. I've always been the highest, best version of myself. I just didn't know it. Mm. So I had to go through the 5 D's, and we're going to add that. Right. Depression and all that. So I'm gonna start saying the 7 D's now. So thank you. but I've always been her. What I love about what she's been to grief process. You now get to redefine what those moments mean. So for you, when you see a Mother's Day gift, what does that mean? Does it mean I need to go visit the gravesite? Does it mean I need to go buy some flowers in her honor? Does it mean I need to go see our favorite movie together? Does it mean I need to get on video and record my thoughts or get on Facebook Live and encourage other motherless mothers? Because these are people who, like I said, I got here only one way and there's somebody else who just lost their mom. They got little reminders of their mom in their kids. So now they need encouragement. So a lot of the women that I train as Black life coaches, they're going to resonate with some part of my story. And it's usually about losing their moms. And who we've always been is our mama's baby. I don't care.
Yes. What yes. With
them. So the person that I had to get back to was little 6-year-old AJ, who mama would get mad. I stayed on the honor roll, but I got unsatisfactory on report cards that she kept, by the way. I still got them. That would say she talks too much in class, but now I'm a highly paid professional speaker. Hallelujah. And on the porch teaching my dolls. And now look, I'm teaching women from around the world. So I had to go back and do what they call reparent that version. J. Austin, that little Dr. AJ, because I always knew I would be a doctor. I just thought I would be a medical doctor, trying to pronounce words on the back of the Lysol can in the bathroom as I sit and use the trench. So I always knew that was a part of my future. Then when I found out you don't have to be a medical doctor, you can be a doctor of philosophy. And then when I teamed up with a school in Lagos, Nigeria, that was like, we see you, Dr. AJ, 20 plus years in ministry. Let us crown you. I happily took that crown and put it on my head. So that was little girl AJ's dreams coming true. Mm-hmm. But we've always been that version of ourselves. But sometimes we have to redefine how we're going to grieve and how we're going to repair in ourselves. So for me, it is saying, what do I want to do today? I want to go shopping. And girl, they got a store here in Atlanta that gets brand new stuff from Target at 50% off. So stuff that I would go spend $500 on, only got spent $250. And I go load up my bucket. And that makes little girl AJ, who didn't get a chance to do that, happy. What else you want? Oh, I think I want an ice cream from Chick-fil-A today. Nothing else. Let me go through this drive-thru and get a large with a cone. Put it in a cup because it's going to drip. And I'm going to take my time and absorb that and just dream and scroll on my phone. That is me reparenting because I couldn't do that. I had two younger brothers. I was the oldest. I was the babysitter, the diaper changer, you know, and I stayed on punishment for talking too much in class. So I have to reparent. How would I have wanted to be treated? Or if I had kids, what would I be doing right now? Spoiling them. So let me go spoil myself because it's a part of my grieving, my healing, my reparenting, and all of this makes up who I am before you today. Dr. AJ, spoiled, rotten, and doing it for herself. I ain't waiting on nobody else to redefine this for me. So I am back on the market. I am ready for a relationship in God's timing, but he got a lot of competition because Chad, we ain't waiting on nobody. Yay. I love with the love of the Lord.
Well, my,
I just had to throw all that out there. You've always been who you currently are, but not on that.
Well, I really like that reparent. I like you, the way you said reparent. I am very thankful, and I had to think about this a couple of months ago. I thought about it. I am the Carla that my roommate and I talked about in college, laying in the bed, you know, in the middle of the night, we would talk about our futures. And so I am finally that Carla, but I'm ready to take that Carla to the next level. To the next level, to the next level, to the next level. And, you know, back in the 90s, or the early 90s, I had never heard of a life coach or a business coach or anything like that. So this has really been a blessing that I can add to ministry, my education. Yeah. So when I am coaching, you don't get just Carla the life coach. You get Carla the wife, Carla the minister, Carla the mother, Carla who was studied overseas for was in seminary. You get the Carla who has experiences, varied experiences. So you just don't get a life coach. You get the well-rounded Carla. Just like with you, you get the well-rounded Dr. AJ. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. We're going to pray out. And you know, you're always welcome. After these 31 days, I'm going to have to do something to keep it going because there are a lot of women out there who have stories. And our stories won't ever be on Broadway. They won't ever be bound in a book. Or I'm sorry, your story. Not all of our stories. But your story.
Oh, wow. You don't know.
Your story might be on Broadway. I'm claiming that. We will have a story about that.
Hey, come on, Fantasia, Marino, or Jay.
Your story is going to be in light, musical. What else did you want? You want a Holy Ghost fire story?
Whatever God says, I believe it, I take it, and it settles it. Yes. Okay.
But not every woman's story is going to be on Broadway and in lights. But I do want us to be able to share our stories, especially on Facebook. We're going to use social media in a positive way. So thank you for stopping by. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, oh Lord. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say thank you again. Oh. And I wanted to just let you know I'm proud of you. And
you.
How honored I am to be an honoree in women in her story. And how you got so many more in our private community of women that you need to have on this platform that'll help you blow up, shuate this thing, to use a Jamie Foxx term. Okay. And I just want you to be encouraged, Coach, Elder, Realm, Member, all the things, because you got something in you that people need.
Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you and praise you, oh God, for this afternoon. A couple of your maidservants just gathered together, oh Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing to others and a blessing to each other, oh God. Continue to touch Dr. AJ and all of her businesses, Lord God, all of her endeavors. Go before her, make the crooked places straight, oh Lord. Anoint her afresh. Continue to give her creative ideas and witty inventions, oh God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, inside and out, oh God. God, you even know the number of hairs that are on her head, Lord God. Continue to touch, anoint, heal, and deliver her in all areas of her life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah!
All right, Chica, I will see you later. Thanks again.
Thank you. Love you, girl. Love Bye, you. Y'all.